wonderful memory of growing up in Burnaby.
I think that whole freedom of that, the whole street just playing together. We just get up and, you know, you could go next door, you could go to the door next door after that, and there was just so many kids on the block. I loved that. I loved playing with all the kids. I loved playing in the bush. I loved our little forts. And our world was sort of Canada Way boundary, Smith Avenue, and maybe somewhere up around Kincaid. We would go out to Kingsway and go up to the movie theater at the Royal Oak Theater on Royal Oak and Kingsway. And I remember once or twice walking back home from there. It was a heck of a long walk, but we were about 14 or 16. But our world was very small, just that little area. We did venture and go down to Disneyland and when we were 16. That was about Burnaby Centennial year, 56, 57, or BC Centennial year. 58, okay, that's the year we met. That's exactly, yeah, I was 16 then. And that was our big, big trip, was going down to Disneyland. I think it was just 2 years old then. And I think just all the kids and playing with them and playing school and playing, you know, we always were out playing. And,
yeah. And were you aware of your friends' parents? Did you ever do sleepovers or go to other people's houses?
We didn't do sleepovers till we were 16, and that wasn't a thing like little kids do now. And then I think that was the very first one. And we did one down in Norfolk, and we were all giggly 16-year-olds in our little baby dolls, that's what they're called, a little frou-frou, little see-through, little tops and little panty things. They were very cute. And that was lots of fun, of course, just giggling and listening to songs and crying over songs and talking about boys and stuff. That was lots of fun. But that we didn't do sleepovers as young kids. We just, we went, I remember the first TV set was around, I can't remember, it was 54, 56, or somebody on the block got it. And the only one you could see, it came on about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you could see it was Seattle station, Bellingham or Seattle, I think it was. And they had Mickey Mouse and Superman on, and then the news, and then we had to go home. But the that particular family, which still lives in the house now, the Johnson family, and they lived on the creek, they let us come in and watch the TV, which was very nice of them. And then I guess we must have got ours around 56. I think they got theirs 54. I think by 56 they were recording here. CBC was on, and that was lots. I liked that. That sort of changed all the outdoor play, and suddenly TV became more of an indoor thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your most horrific memory of growing up in Burnaby?
Probably. There was a murder right across from Cascade School. A very slow girl in our room. She was like, when we were all 12, she was 14 or 16 and quite tall. And her parents had murdered everybody in the family, murdered all the brothers and sisters, and she was down visiting somewhere else at the time. So she didn't get murdered, but that was probably the first horrible thing that ever happened that we'd ever heard of. Everything was sort of nice and happy till there. And that was when we were probably around 55 in that area. And that's probably the most horrific thing when you first, you know, sort of like the 911 thing that just stops the world for a while and is on everybody's tongues for a long time. And then, of course, that's the scary place. You can't walk by, or you look and you sneak by and don't go by at night, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.